Okay, after that point, this is all on March 22nd. After that point, Ross said a number of no diapers. And, oh yeah, your name, Daddy, my name, Ross. My name, Mommy, your name, Daddy Brian, your name, Mommy Mary. Fighting with the big boys today. So he's a real tough group.
And then he said to Rachel, "I'm talking to you, okay?"
Right. He was bossing Rachel around. This little Joe Campos's three and a half year old daughter, just bossing her up and down, and he also was making love with her. Actually, they get along pretty well.
Oh, thanks, Kate.
Yeah, he was out, and we were showing him little things you put furniture legs on, to keep them off the carpet, mat the carpet down, I don't know what you call them, but,
casters.
No, not casters.
They hold them.
No, casters are rolling pins. Well, if you want to call it a caster. Anyway.
They're both.
He called them records. Mm-hmm. He wanted to call them records, the round ones particularly.
But we told them.
They were round and square.
They were round and square.
But he didn't want to learn that at all. He wanted to
records. No, that's not entirely true.
Well, he didn't learn it, yeah.
He learned it as immediate.
Right.
Square ones were square and round ones were round.
But what was the purpose of knowing that?
And he went to the drawer and he pulled out more round ones and he said round?
Well, I should say that he saw the frisbee and asked him what that was, and he called it a record. And then he called the round ones a record.
No record?
So he didn't make the leap from a record to a little castle, but he didn't make it from the record to the frisbee. Yeah. So
Okay. Once
you're analogizing, you can
continue. This morning, Brian said, "Marky's awake." And Ross said, "Mark awake." And Brian said, "You want to come with me?" And Ross said, "Mommy coming?" And Ross said to me, we were throwing a ball, by the way. And Ross said, "Throw it, you." And in that case, it meant, "I throw it to you." And then he said, Ross said this. "Throw it, you." And that would have meant, "I throw it to you."
Ross throw it to Mommy.
Right. And then he said, "Throw it, me." And he pointed to himself, which meant, I had the ball.
Throw it.
You throw it to me. And then in another occasion, Mary missed the ball, and Ross said, "I miss it." A couple times he said that.
I miss it, Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, Ross.
And Mary said, she stuttered or something, said, "Here, I'll take that cup. And Ross said, "Gold cup." Several times.
Cup.
Gold cup.
And I think he must have gotten that from the TV.
We think he got it from TV, but we really don't know where.
He didn't get it from us.
We
don't talk about gold cups. Anyway,
what
he had
a cold cup. Are you sure it wasn't a cold cup?
So when do you ever have a cold cup?
Well, they have to have a cold cup. Where do they have?
Well, there's there. You know, there's gold cups for
metals.
Yeah, aren't there?
Not very many.
Right. Anyway, he had Bert, which he sometimes calls Ernie. And by the way, Bert always says Ernie. Well, yeah, because he's always talking to Ernie.
Yeah.
Deborah? Deborah?
I mean, that's an interesting idea, Deborah. Isn't it?
Bert's on the TV.
He knows that Bert is Bert, but he likes to call Bert Ernie. Anyway, so he was putting Ernie up in the air, and he said, "Airplane, Ernie." And then he said, "Airplane, Ernie."
Airplane, Ernie.
And then he said, "Air you go, Ernie," because he flew him around.
There you go, Ernie.
Here you go, Bernie.
He corrected you. Did you hear that?
There you go.
Yeah, he just corrected you. But no, what I am recording is that he said, "Air you go," not "There you go."
Yeah, this time
"There you go." Right. Then he looked into his empty purse and he said, "Anybody there?" That's it. Well, Ernie had been in that empty purse. He had taken out Ernie.
Yeah, but I want to see if he said, "Anybody there?"
Anybody here?
I'd like him to repeat it somehow while we're repeating it. So
okay.
Very good.
Well, you want him over?
No. Good. So can we turn it off for us?
Yeah.
Turn it off?
Hey, what about that cake?
Cake.
Around.
Well, I don't know. I just thought maybe you'd say something. Did you get a new Frisbee?
Yeah.
Who gave it to you?
About Matt named the room.
Matt gave it?
Yeah.
And you know what else? He said, "Thanks, Matt," when he got it from Matt.
Yeah, very specifically. Very thank you, Matt. Oh, thanks,
very
Matt.
Ceremoniously,
really. Thanks, Matt.
Cake fell out of his mouth.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
Matt gave you a Frisbee.
Of course.
Good Frisbee.
That was nice of Matt.
Good Matt. Good Matt.
Ouch.
You like Matt?
Oh, yeah, I'm Matt.
You like Daddy?
I like Daddy.
You like Mommy?
I like Mommy.
You like Mark?
I like Mark.
Good boy. You like Kathy?
I like Kathy.
No, you really did like that.
What? Did like what?
Do you like Titus?
I like Titus.
Did you see a squirrel today, Rose? See a squirrel?
I love squirrel.
I love squirrel.
The squirrel? Did you give the squirrel bread?
Yeah.
Ross gave the squirrel bread.
He did.
Yeah. Mm. Did you like the squirrel? Nice yeah. Squirrel.
Where was the squirrel? Hmm?
Do you like Rachel?
I like Rachel.
You love Rachel?
I love Rachel.
Do you want to kiss Rachel?
Yeah.
Do you want to kiss Rachel now?
Yeah.
Want to go to Rachel's house?
Yeah.
Want to play with Rachel?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And I said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I'm going Matt," which I assume means I'm going to Matt's house because he's trying to walk out the door. Anything else? No. I said, "Bye-bye." And I said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I'm going football." I'm going you football.
Huh?
You what?
I'm going football.
Oh, I'm going football.
Well, you want me to take him to work with me?
Are you going down to work?
I have to go down.
Ross, where are you going?
I'm going.
Where?
I'm going door.
I'm going door.
Yeah.
You're going out the door?
But he said, "I'm going door."
Yeah.
Bye bye.
I'm going to the door. He said, "I'm going to the door."
Open?
I can do it.
Should I take him down to work for me or what?
You do it. You do it, Daddy.
You do it, Daddy.
You do it, Daddy.
Daddy, you do it, Daddy.
What?
What?
You do what?
You do what?
What are you going to do? What does Daddy have to do?
Going. I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not gonna be much fun, actually.
Why?
I'm going to turn this thing off. Why, Daddy?
Yes, sir. Martha's sitting there saying, "What that? Pants. We could get rid of those pants, couldn't we, Mary? We could get rid of those training pants." Let's see, did he say anything at work? Anything of interest at work?
Oh, Shazam!
What's that? Oh, Shazam? That's your Shazam, sir?
Shazam.
Is that Shazam?
Yeah.
Oh. Nice shirt.
March 27th. Mark has been developing a different cry, and I thought I would tape it today. It's not a cry, it's when he wakes up and he's getting interested and he's doing things. Talking about Monday, March 24th. Brian had just gone to California in the airplane, and Ross said, "California." And then he said, "I'm go." This thing's moving.
Yeah.
I'm go. California, airplane.
California.
Say California. And he said, "Mommy, bye bye, Ross. Ross, bye bye. Bye, mommy. I see you, mommy." Wednesday.
Mommy?
Oh, shoot.
Mommy?
What? Wednesday on the 26th, we were both in the bathtub, Ross and I, and Ross said, "You go out?" I assume out of the bathtub. And I said, "No." And Ross said, "Where go out? Where go out?" several times. And then he said, "Go ugger?" And I said,
ugger?
And I said, "Go under?"
Go under.
And he said, "Go under." Then I said, "Do you know what's go under?" And he said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And I said, "Show me go under."
Show me go under.
And Ross is saying that very nicely. At this point, Ross cocked his head to the side and looked at me very intently, and he held that position very still. And I said, "Is that go under?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "No, that's not go under. You have to go under the water." And then I said, "Under the water," and I showed him with my hands how it goes under the water. At that point, he said, "Underoos," and it was all over. But I think he was showing me the way Brian looks when he goes under the water when he's washing his hair. Brian gets this very strange look in his face before he goes under the water. And that's what Ross was doing. Later, after Brian had telephoned, Ross said, "I talked Daddy phone." And I said, "You talked to Daddy on the phone telephone?" And he said, "I talk a Daddy to telephone." Something like that. Anyway, he's done that since. Instead of saying, "I talk to Daddy on phone," he says, "I talk a Daddy."
A telephone.
And then he said, "I talk Daddy phone," and then he said, "Daddy phone, California." Thursday, the 27th, after a commercial, including previews of soap, there's a very fast-moving commercial. Ross shook his head, smiled, and said, "That's crabbable." What's that?
Oh, that's crabbable.
Like that. And that's from an advertisement of the show That's Incredible. Anyway, later that day, when I was over at a friend's house, several people were talking about, the oil rig falling into the ocean. And somebody said, "That's incredible." And Ross said, "That's incredible." Later on, he was looking at his book, and he looked up at me and pointed at the book and said, "I like the count," very clearly. And after the you and Eureka advertisement,
Eureka.
Ross said, "You, Eureka."
Eureka.
Eureka. He's very big on these advertisements and stuff that come from television. whenever we talk about cake, for example, he says super moist, which he calls cake. In fact, today in the store, he said super moist as we went by the cake mixes. And something else, which I'll tell you later because I can't remember it right now. Ross on Friday. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Monday. Let me skip back to
Monday.
Friday. Friday the 28th. Ross said, "We're talking about Mark?" Weird, Mark. And he said, "I yike that." About Kathy's earrings, and he pointed at them, both of them, and he didn't grab them at all. Anyway, Sunday. Sunday 30th. He said, "What happened to my bottle?" In the morning, very carefully. He put the "to my bottle" there. He didn't say what happened, but he said, "What happened to my bottle?" After I had hung up his license plate onto the bed, he said, don't, Mommy. And I said, well, that's Mark's. And he said, oh, good. Then he saw his on his bed, and he pointed at it and said, oh, that, Ross. Because his has his name and Mark's has Mark's name. Please don't mess with that, Ross. On the way to the airport to get Brian, I passed the National History Museum, and Ross said, where's man, several times, and I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. Then on the way home, he asked again, where's man, just as we passed the National History Museum. Explanation for what he was talking about was that he was referring to a bus driver friend I had introduced him to back when Celia was visiting a couple weeks ago. Then we, just a little later, we were on First Avenue going near the Vollmers, and Ross said, where's bread? The last time we were at Vollmers was a couple of weeks ago.